2608 today.
Well, how about it? I nailed the amount of Republicans who would be in the House. It's at 240, 184 Democrats. As for the Senate, these are all the current numbers, of course. The Democrats, 52 in the House, 46 Republicans, and so we know the Democrats retain control of the House, or retain control of the Senate, and do not contain the control of the House. And with the governorships, there were 37, and there's still some to be decided. 29 go to the Republicans, 17 the Democrats. For the first time, Maine in 50 years went all red. It's a big red day after and then some for the Republicans. So now we got this lame duck session, and there is a big to-do list. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Coming up around the bend, we're going to check your emails. A lot of you had thoughts on the election and some other things, including Happy Meals being banned in San Francisco. But how do you get the toys? The people in San Francisco want the toys, don't they? I guess they're not going to be able to get them. I don't know. So we'll jump to your emails. Plus, we've got We Can Count coming up at the end of the hour. But before we do that, quickly, let's dive into this. The elections are over. Now it's lame duck time. Coming back to work, a lot of unfinished business. Here's a big one. Whether to extend the Bush era tax cuts, because they're going to expire in December. Do you give seniors a $250 Social Security special payment? And do you repeal the military's don't ask, don't tell policy? Oh, but we've only scratched the surface. So the current Congress returns November 15th for a post-election session that'll be dominated really by money, 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 tax and spending. And this is a pretty big pile of inbox work. With such a blow to the party in power, I mean, giving certainly a call for lame duck that has to work, this is a lame duck session. Usually they're very unproductive, notoriously unproductive. Now, because this is major turnover, now you have all of this stuff that's just sitting around. The party losing power is in a bad mood. They want to go home. They want to take their ball and leave. A lot of politicians, career politicians, are out, like Russ Feingold from Wisconsin. So the party who comes in, they want to wait until they've got everybody online in January. But this is interesting. You have Republicans, like I said, they easily take over the House. They pick up at least 6 seats in the Senate. And the new Republicans don't arrive until January. There's a few exceptions. One of them, Senator-elect Mark Kirk from Illinois. So that means the Democrats will still, of course, have the big majorities in this session. But both parties are hot to address the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. The taxes on income, investments, large estates are supposed to go up. While the $1,000 per child tax credit would be cut in half, couples would also lose relief. That means a lot of us, including me, from the so-called marriage penalty. You love that, marriage penalty. The naming of that is interesting, isn't it? Anyway, so the president said he would invite both the Democrats and the Republican leaders to the White House later this month to negotiate over taxes. He says he wants to help the middle class. So this is a big, 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 big one. There are a couple of things that can't be put off till next year, including this. Doctors face a 23% cut. This is big. In their Medicare reimbursements, another 6.5% slam, cut, slash, whatever, in January 1st, so they got to figure that out. And if the tax cuts that expired at the end of last year haven't been extended, that's going to be a problem that moving forward, because it would be too late to address it next year because the filing season will have already started. So about 26 million families would face tax bills in April, averaging, are you ready? Time to get that third job, $2,600 higher because of the alternative minimum tax, or this thing called, you know, AMT. So it was enacted a couple of decades ago to make sure the rich pay at least some tax, but it would also dip into the middle class because it wasn't updated for inflation naturally. And of course, the deduction on state, local sales, property tax, that's expired. So they have to look at that when people are preparing their taxes. Here's what I'm going to be curious about. How many people are going to file late? I think you might have some people that file late because they're going to be so bloody confused over some of the changes, for one. And maybe they just, or they're going to have to work out a payment system because they're not going to be able to pay the money that they're going to owe. They're not prepared for this, even though we've talked about it. A lot of people have no idea what's about to hit them. Speaking of having no idea about what's about to hit them, the president today was pretty contrite, actually. He talked about being sorry that some career politicians, some good people, were now out, and he talked about getting shellacked and trying to stay connected, even though he's swamped at the White House.
How do I meet my responsibilities here in the White House, which require a lot of hours and a lot of work, but still, you know, had that opportunity to engage with the American people on a day-to-day basis? I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. You know, I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
Yeah, obviously there are easier ways to learn it. It was a big, like I said, red map now that is across the land, including Maine, for the first time in 50 years going red. No question about it. You heard the numbers. I threw the numbers out for you. And there's still a couple of things that are up in the air. Alaska, they're talking about the write-ins, and they have to count that, obviously. But it was a big Republican night. And mostly because of the House, but also some of those Senate seats as well. Moving forward in January, is there cooperation? Is there gridlock? Is health care once again rehashed, reformed? Don't know. There's going to be a lot of conversation about it. There's going to be a lot of grandstanding. And we'll see if the so-called Tea Party candidates, I say so-called because a lot of the Republicans who won weren't backed by the Tea Party, but the ones who were, like Rand Paul in Kentucky, and Marco Rubio, of course, in Florida. What will they do once they get into a situation on the Hill where it's about compromise? Because nothing gets accomplished if you don't have people backing you. You can jaw all you want about smaller government or about the fact that you need to do something about the spending. And ultimately, the only way anything gets done, however, is to figure out a way to compromise or work with the guy across the aisle or get enough votes. And now maybe the Republicans have enough votes, but I think you'll have some Republicans who would part with some of the ideas of the Tea Party, and that would be the problem. It's going to be interesting to watch the soap opera as it unfolds, but at least there was a big change, a change that might be for the better. One can only hope. Coming up on the flip side, pot punks and a pipeline.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier filters are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Pot, and I say tunnel, and I say it's coming into the United States. Imagine, if you will, where this tunnel is. Think about it for a second. Probably not in Canada, although there have been tunnels that have gone over to Canada. No, we would be talking about San Diego. Yes, in San Diego, they've made one of the largest marijuana seizures in the United States. How much do they get? 20 tons of pot right near an underground tunnel connecting warehouses on either side of the Cali border with Mexico, right? So, in total, between both sides, it's worth $20 million, I guess, or so, if it was sold on the streets of San Diego. This is according to our customs folks. And it's obviously the cartel's stuff. They say what happened was it was a 12-hour operation that started on Tuesday night. Isn't that interesting? Because in California, they were voting on Prop 19, whether to legalize marijuana or not. And of course, that went down. So while people were voting about legalizing marijuana, this whole tunnel operation was happening. And they were watching a warehouse under surveillance. They were watching it. And they followed a tractor trailer when it left the building. So ICE calls in CHIPS to help. They stop it near Temecula, which is 60 miles away. They found the pot inside the tractor trailer. The driver was a U.S. citizen and his Mexican wife. They were arrested. So they nabbed them. Then they got a search warrant. They go into the warehouse. They get more pot, 15 more tons. You're following this along? This could almost be a week in count. So then they found the opening to the tunnel, and check this out. Check this out. It ran the length of 6 football fields under the border. It ended at a warehouse in Mexico. It had lighting. This is like an episode of Weeds, if you've ever seen Weeds. They had a tunnel, too. It had lighting, ventilation, a rail system to send the drugs into California, and it was too low to stand up in, but it was, they thought, by the way it was designed, that it was probably in operation just for a short while. It's the biggest seizure ever in California, the second largest in drug enforcement history, because they seized 33 tons of marijuana in Oregon a couple of years ago. But oh, how crazy is that? To this tunnel. That, you know, they have found 125 cross-border tunnels that have been built by these drug cartels. You think that they're worried about this? We talk about security of the border. 125 tunnels so that they wouldn't be detected. They've been doing this since the early 1990s. 75 in the past 4 years. 75. A lot of them they got before they were completed. And the majority are along the California-Arizona borders with Mexico. Arizona would be a good place, as you know, because of some of the sparse areas, if they can get through there. But the whole lot of digging is going on, obviously, if they found that much pot. I mean, that's good. That's good work there by all of these agents and being able to have surveillance on them and then being able to confiscate it. But the fact that you have that many tunnels being dug, it just shows you how clever the people are who want to get the junk across and, you know, who want to get their stuff across and sell it. So while this is ironic to me, while people are voting in California on legalizing marijuana underneath the ground, they're finding this tunnel that had ventilation, everything else, all the bells and whistles, if you will. All right, I hate hearing these stories because it makes me nervous for all of us. We know what happened in California. Remember with the pipeline that exploded and the people that were killed and then the people who lost houses, and it's lucky it wasn't more of a disaster. Now in Boston, a home in Boston exploded after construction crews accidentally struck a natural gas line. The lucky thing here is, in this case, no injuries. I mean, that's luck. Somebody could be crossing in a car, some kids could be walking down the street, and in this case, that wasn't the scenario. Nobody was doing that at the time, thank goodness, and especially the time it happened, because it happened Wednesday morning, 8:30 in the morning. That's a lot of times where there's the hustle and bustle. It was a simple thing. Somebody was installing a water main at an intersection, and they hit the gas line, and it was released into the house, and poof, it exploded. I mean, it flattened it. It looked like, you know, this is radio. Just picture, if you will, a roof, and then all of these shards of glass, and it looks like a lumber yard. I mean, the house is not a house anymore. It is not a house. You know, it's interesting, too. This house blew up not far from the Boston mayor's house, Menino's house. So it was just right down the street from that. But the as kind of an aside there, but boy, it just shows you there, for the grace of God goes the family that was living inside, and there was a family that was there, but they were gone. And maybe it was because they were shuttling kids off to school or something, or had already left for work. But boy, that could have been a horrible disaster if some other things have been happening in that neighborhood. And like I said, it just brings home the whole thing about the pipelines. You don't think about it. In the case of California, it was so deadly, and that was because, ridiculously, they knew there were problems with it and did not fix it, didn't do anything to it until, of course, it was way too late. All right, now for the punks part of this thing. This whole trial really didn't sit well with me, and I'm sure the people listening in Connecticut, it didn't either, and many of you listening across the United States are aware of what happened to that Connecticut family, that home invasion, where two criminals basically followed home a woman and her two young daughters, one teenager and one a little bit younger than that. So the Connecticut attorneys for the man convicted of the deadly home invasion say he should be spared the death penalty. You know why? They're saying because he was in a state of intense rage, despair, and confusion during the crime. And, you know, he's deeply remorseful for what he did, really. He slaughtered all three of them, set them on fire pretty much, raped two of them, completely ruined this husband, his life. As it's lucky he wasn't killed either. And this guy, Stephen Hayes, was convicted last month of murdering the woman and her two daughters in that invasion, that home invasion in 2007. And I'm sorry, I just don't see the mercy in this. I think you kill this guy. If there was ever a cause for the death penalty, boy, I would give it to him. And remorse, I don't know what these attorneys are thinking of. He looks like a cold-blooded killer. From what I understand, as I know someone that was in the courtroom, he's just almost catatonic, and it's lucky he beat, it's not luck, I mean, it's a terrible thing that happened, but the husband, the father, Dr. William Pettit, was almost beat to death, and he got out of the house, he was tied up, was in the basement, was able to get to the house to try to help, but it was too late. His wife and two daughters were killed when they decided to follow that family home and then lay in wait to be able to pounce on them, and ultimately things got out of control. So too bad that he was in a state of intense rage. Can you imagine if people got off of life sentences or death penalties because, oh, geez, he has remorse, he feels sorry, he just got into an intense rage when he decided to ruin someone's life and follow them home from the store and then ultimately set them on fire, burn the house down to the ground, and kill three people before mounting hours and hours of terror against this family. I mean, give me a break. If they don't go for the jugular in this one, I don't know what you would go for. I mean, in this case, this is the perfect case of this. And yes, he might have had a history of drug addiction, and he might have had an abusive childhood, and oh, that's right, his co-defendant who he rolled on was the mastermind, but I just don't see how you weigh mitigating factors at all. I mean, this is a heinous, cruel nature of the deaths of this family, and shame on the folks in Connecticut involved in this if they do not decide to go for the death penalty, because this is a clear-cut case of that, I think. All right, coming up on the flip side, if you have any thoughts on anything that we've been talking about, I'm mixing it all up here, 800-259-5791. I'm going to say it again, 800-259-5791. We'll take your calls and hit the mailbag.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Speaking of angry, that was part of it, but frustrated, fed up, and certainly anxious, voters slammed President Barack Obama. It was a major blow, of course, on Tuesday night, handing the House to the Republicans and leaving Democrats with just a little bit of control of the Senate. So it's the winds of change that now are upon us. What happens next? We don't know the rest of the story yet. Of course, lame duck session. And then starting November 15th, and then January is D-Day for all the new faces. But a lot of things have to be decided between now and then. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
There you are. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm just in. Did you listen to any of his comments today? I mean, his talk, his speech, whatever you want to call it.
I did, yeah.
I mean, it was so full of crap. It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he sat there. What was the line he said? He said he'd like to have open, even dialogue with the Republicans.
Yes.
Now, let's go back a little bit, because here's the problem that happens, Kate, is people start to forget how things go down, you know, and history gets distorted a little bit sometimes. And but let's go back just, you know, what was it, about 9-10 months ago when they were pulling that health care deal. And I remember specifically 70% of America did not want it. That's what the polls were showing. But they kept going into these little closed rooms or whatever, and they did vote, take a vote, and then it wouldn't pass. And then they go into these closed rooms again. We're talking the Democrats, of course, in Congress. And they would, you know, and then they'd come out and take a vote again, and it wouldn't pass. And then they go into closed doors, and they wouldn't even let C-SPAN in. They were just completely private about this. And it was because, basically, they knew that they had the numbers to eventually get it worked out, but the Republicans couldn't stop them. And they didn't give a crap about what the Republicans thought.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's coming out and he's saying, oh, I want to be open with her. Well, let's work together. He's so full of crap, Kate, that they are not going to do anything together. He is going to get nothing passed. He might as well be called a lame duck president for the next 2 years because he's not going to get anything passed, okay? And all he's going to do is make sure that whatever he did get passed is what the Republicans are going to try to go after to take back. And he's going to veto everything that possibly is a rescind on what he's done already. He wants to go down. I'm sorry, I'm so winded on this. He wants to go down as the president that gave America health care. That's his legacy.
That's true. You know? He wants that to stay intact. He absolutely wants, that was the agenda heading in, and that's what he wants, yeah.
You know, and he doesn't care because he knows that 80% of his constituents, the people that vote for him, don't pay taxes, Kate. That this is coming from the rich class, you know. And and that's who's going to end up paying for this, you know. And I'm the only thing I was upset about the health care, because I do believe that everyone in America should have health care, okay. But when you got a system that 6 out of 7 American people have health care, okay, they're paying for their health care, and then you're going to turn around and jeopardize the future of this country with financial ruin, jeopardize the whole future of the planet itself, because you're worried about the 40 million people that don't have health care, okay, trying to get their votes, of course, you know, and probably half of them are people that don't want to pay for health care. You know,
right.
They think they're healthy enough and they don't need to waste, you know, $300 to $400 a month or whatever, you know, and so they, you know, they're young or whatever, and they don't need to waste that money on that and go buy another car instead or something, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And so anyway, you know. But
that's okay. You know, Don, you're making some good points. You're right. I mean, let's call it what we see it as, and you're right. That's the deal. And 2012 is the election again.
Yeah. Hey, I got to share something else with you. You know, I made a comment. We were talking a little bit the day before the election, and you said that, you know, they're expecting 40 to 50% to show out, and I think the actual number came up 42. Hey, you're not going to believe the county and I was in Wyoming, 70%. Can you believe that?
Woo!
So there were a couple, and I'll tell you why. Because they were trying to rebuild 3 different tax incentives or things that they did. So, that's how you get people off the election, Kate. You tell them, hey, we're going to rebuild this tax. They'll come out and vote, yeah.
That's right. They'll run out and vote. You're right.
Yeah, quit taxing me. But anyway, so, you know, it was funny, besides the bad joke that I told you last night that I made with my ballot. When I was sitting there going through it, I knew a lot of the candidates, you know, the guy running for governor, you know, read a lot of stuff up on them. But then all of a sudden, a lot of the local stuff, some of the local stuff, I didn't know who these people were. Some of them were running unattended. Yeah, is that the word, unattended? You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah.
Nobody's running against them. And so I'm looking at that. I was just about ready to mark down and put my name on it. And I said, look, wait a minute. I thought to myself for a second. I don't know nothing about this individual, you know, and I'm going to mark my approval for this person. And I said, this is what people did 2 years ago with Barack Obama. They just, I'll take Obama. They didn't know nothing about this guy, his past or anything, you know. They just like, I'm just going to pick Obama. You know, and that made me realize, Kate, you know, we get all upset every time the elections come around because 50-60% of the people don't show up and vote. But that's most likely because 50-60% of the country doesn't, you know, they don't care, or they're just tired of listening to politicians, or they don't want to have anything to do with politicians or politics, and they don't read the ballot, and they don't like to go to the ballot box and look at these names and go, I don't know any of these people.
You're right.
You know? And I had a couple, two or three people, you know, that I associate with, that I asked them, I said, hey, you going to vote? And they're like, no, I only got to vote when the president's going to, you know, because it's probably the only thing they pay attention to is when, you know, presidential election,
yeah.
Like, you know?
That's the problem.
They're not rubber stamping somebody that they don't know nothing about.
Right.
You know, so I guess the trick is going to be is not so much to shame people into voting to tell them, I don't know, it's your civic duty and everything. I don't know what my dad told me. He's like, oh, we did our civic duty. I'm like, okay, way to go, Dad, but, you know, the thing is people, somehow we've got to get people, everyone involved, you know, into understand, you know, to take more interest into politics and who their leaders are. Because it is sad to see that there's people out there that, you know, they figure they're not making a difference, you know, so, you know, why should I waste my time being involved listening to politics? I mean, your show's fun. You have lots of people that call because we talk about politics all the time, but we're people that enjoy being in it. You're involved with it, in a sense. There's most people out there, you know, I guess they don't, you know.
They don't, and that's a shame, and you're absolutely right. That's why we say, Don, it's in our backyard. Don, we got a bunch of people lined up. Thanks for the call. You made some great points. Good call, buddy. And what Don is saying, he's right. If more people, I say it all the time, it's we the people. If you were just a little bit involved and knew a little bit about what was happening, how much better would it mean when it came down to the actual votes? I mean, how much more would that count? Let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal, who had nothing at stake here in these elections. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
What it's going to say in my tombstone?
Simply fantastic. That needs to. That's what it should say. That really, honestly, that's it. That's you've nailed it.
Oh, you know it big time.
You better tell somebody. Write that down. Make sure they do that.
Don't worry. I have a friend of mine who's an accountant. One of his clients. They make gravestones.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. I was hearing on the news that some Canadian companies are getting a little nervous because of what happened last night.
Really?
Because they didn't mention specific states or congressmen or governors, but it's only because they usually had trade with certain states, and because they elected new governors, new congressmen, whatever, they might say, buy America first. So some Canadian companies are worried. Now, like I said, they didn't mention specific states. So
you know, the Buy America First thing, though, I think part of what happens is it's made in America is really the bigger thing.
Right.
And not that there can't be trade with Canada and there shouldn't be some of that. It's not so much Canada. You know this. If we're being honest about it, it's the cheap labor in third world countries.
Yeah, it affects us here in Canada, too.
Right. And I think that's the thing that Canada and the U.S. has in common. It's more about that than anything else. The manufacturing goes over to even China, but to India, to other places. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned, because I was just reading where the Girl Guides of America they've always bought American. Well, I was reading where there was some Chinese company bidding to, you know, make the Girl Guide uniforms, and a lot of people.
Oh yes, I talked about that on the show. The Girl Scout. Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you can see, even in Canada. Now, this you're going to freak out over. There's a little town, it's just about halfway between Montreal and Toronto, called Campbellford, Ontario. It's one of those towns that if you blink, you miss it. Saturday night they had their Halloween party. The guys who won first place for the best costume, and this is what really ticked me off, one guy was in blackface, another guy was dressed like a Ku Klux Klansman.
Mm.
And
that's pretty controversial.
Oh, that is, yeah. The, what they call provincial command, because the Royal Canadian Legion in Canada, you know, divided up into provinces, until further notice, I know you're pressed for time, until further notice, so there's an investigation, their charter has been suspended. Thank you very much.
Well, that should have happened. Thanks, Sam.
Take care.
Stay with us. We're going to go to the phone lines, plus we're going to squish in your letters, your emails, too. So hang through as we turn the page.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
It's been painted red. I already mentioned this statistic, the fact that we've got now this lame duck session starting on the 15th. Then, of course, January 1st, all the newbies mix back in. Some of the incumbents, the House, we know, of course, went to the Republicans, and there were more Senate gains for the Republicans, but still democratically controlled. So you got a split there, and now you have a serious, I think, a showdown that's going to happen on the Hill starting next year, starting January, but also over these Bush tax cuts with the people that are left that are set to expire, and a slew of other things. Like I mentioned, this, the $250 Social Security special payment. Remember, there was no cost of living increase for seniors, and the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. There's a big push on for that, because that will change if nothing happens in January. I think that'll be a little bit tougher maybe to get through. Let's go to Ann, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you're awake. goodness. I was hoping I wouldn't go to sleep while I was waiting. Boy, I've got a lot of stuff. I worked the election yesterday as a supervisor, and it was so impressive. One of them was the Democrat supervisor, and one was just a judge. They said, "Now, what do you have me down as?" They didn't even know that they were Democrat.
Please. Oh.
I know. I thought right off the bat, this is going to be fun. But I didn't know anything that won, needless to say, until this morning, because I crashed when I got home.
Sure.
But the one thing, last night a couple of things seemed like we were going to win. Like Reed, I think he was behind, and I thought, oh, good. And the one thing that did not pass, everything else passed that I voted on, and was the puppy mill. Several places are passing this puppy mill ban to keep people from being mean to animals, to their dogs, and a whole bunch of extra standards. You know about it.
Yeah.
And
that's awful.
They just did not realize that this is going to lead to bans on meat. I wonder how many of these people that voted like to eat steaks. Now, when it comes to Reed, I wonder if the rumors that all of these pre-election ballots were, his name was stamped on them, I wonder if that had anything to do with him winning.
I don't think so, because they immediately swooped in and reversed that. They recalibrated the machines and whatnot. I think part of what happened there, Ann, is there was a big push by the Hispanic vote, because he got really pretty much all the Hispanic vote, let's just say the big chunk of it, in Nevada, and makes up, there are a lot of people in Nevada that would be compromised with that Latino population, a heavy Latino population, and he got a lot of that because the negative campaigning, he just an avalanche of it at the last second, and a lot of it was slamming Sharon Engel for that. So I think in the end that's what sort of undid her.
Well, we still won a lot.
Oh, of course. The seat, there was a big pickup in the Senate, and the House all went Republican. It's it was a loss for Obama. He talked about it. He talked about being upset that he couldn't deliver for the Democrats.
Yeah. Kate, I listened to Fox here in Missouri, and I was wondering if you would be willing to be on their program sometime.
Sure.
Because I don't know how many people really know about you, and maybe I know you'd be interesting to listen to. So if it's okay with you, I'll track down your number on your site, hopefully, and see if we can get you connected with them. Or have
awesome.
Them.
Just send me an email, whatever you need. That's great, Ann.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And thanks Bye-bye. For your work working at the election. There she was. She was exhausted. Didn't even know what happened. Was excited to find out, but went home and crashed. All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, really quick. Rush Limbaugh mentioned something today. He said that Barack Obama likes to scratch his nose with his middle finger. And he said he's not the only one that can do it. We can do it right back to him. And that was a good quote. I like that. He's true. He's been giving us the finger since he got into office. And he went, and something else I heard, that when Sarah Palin was discussing the media's trashing of Miller up in Alaska, she called the media duplicitous bastards. I didn't hear that, but I heard about it. And I'm like, you know what? This is what they're telling the truth. I know I was kind of bummed out because of the election results in New York, and we did get rid of one longtime incumbent here in my district, but it's not important. Just really quick about your last couple of callers, Don and the fellow from Canada. First of all, Don, it's a redistribution of wealth. You know that with the health insurance. That's what they're trying to do. The people that don't want to try to take care of themselves, they want us to pay for it. And it's much
more.
Yeah,
that's what he said. That's right. What he was talking about. Yeah.
It's exactly what it's about. And let me leave that because I don't want to have a lot of time. And Sam, you said he has nothing to running on his election. Yes, he does, because you know that the provinces in Canada trade more with the states, the United States, than they do between each other. And Sam, let me tell you this: in Canada, we want and we need your fresh water. Don't forget that. So we're going to hold you even closer than our best lovers, because we need that fresh water. That's the
and
truth.
You heard me say that there's no problem between the trade between Canada and the United States. Nope. Is not what we're talking about. You and I both know what infuriates us is that the jobs go to India,
right,
that they go to other places, the manufacturing jobs.
They have a lower labor.
Wages, yeah.
Did you say the state of Maine flipped to Republicans? Is that true?
For the first time in 50 years.
I couldn't believe I saw all the red in the middle. You know, we have New York, Connecticut, New Jersey on this coast, and you have California. The rest of the country, look, I would just say that as a voter myself, this is what I would like. Could you please cut my payroll taxes? My payroll, look, you want to raise capital gains and dividends, and if you have a 401k or you invest for the future, you pay those capital gains and dividends. Grandstanding for super rich folks. I'm just saying, if you have just a 401k, you pay payroll taxes.
Right.
If we have some of the highest retirement ages already around the world, Greece and France and the rest of them, they want to raise their age. Ours is one of the highest.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They probably can't raise the retirement age. We don't have any type of means testing. So we give out benefits to people we never check. And a lot of times Democrats and other and the people in their fold don't want you testing the means testing would be the resources of people that you're handing money out to. And I would just say this to the women. I mean, I'm just a voter for myself, but women, they want to, when you tell them where their tax money is being spent, they want to keep their income, they want them to be safe, or they want to be able to keep themselves safe, like firearms, freedom. It's not a call about guns, but you don't think of the House now is going to, or the President's going to try any type of assault weapons ban. That's done. But the point is, people want to be able to defend themselves. Give them the information. Don't have such an intensive police state. You tell them where their money's going. Repeal these body scanners at the airports. Go after the real terrorists. The real terrorists are not the American people. And just give us direct programs and tell us where the money's being spent. Have a real money system that's backed, our currency's backed by either gold or some kind of natural resources. Because we're playing with funny money in here, and you know that the Federal Open Market Committee of the Feds is just going to buy up all these treasury bonds. We're already bankrupt, America. That's what we understand, and the chattering classes think that we're stupid. They think that we don't understand this, and I'm getting sick and tired of all these pundits telling us that we don't understand how good it's been for us because looking at foreclosures and unemployment.
Yeah.
And the last thing, Anderson Cooper was, you know, berating Michelle Bachmann. But, you know, we're already broke, Mr. Cooper. We need to fix the system or it's going to get even worse, and then there'll be a revolution. Thank you.
I agree with that. We need to fix the system now. Mark, thanks. You said a lot of things in there, a lot of that that I agree with. Just tell us where the money's being spent. And the funny money, he's right. They're printing the money, and they don't even have any accountability for how much they're printing. And then the Federal Reserve is going to sink $600 billion of the government bonds because they're hoping it'll drive interest rates even lower than they already are and start some kind of a reaction that creates jobs and does something to invigorate the economy. Good luck with that one. All right, any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net. Remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to americatonight.net.